And while this was going on, the hardcore scene in Detroit started bubbling up. So a lot of, you know, because a lot of the hardcore clubs where you couldn't drink because, you know, most of the people were underage, you know, we had a place they could totally go, you know, and drink and smoke and do whatever the heck they wanted. And that's when Larissa popped up. And, you know, we met her at one of these shows on Cass. I don't know if it was the old Miami, the new Miami, or, you know, one of the Miamis. And she started coming over with her friends. Well, it became really apparent that she, even though she wasn't playing in a band, she had her own entourage. We nicknamed her the Pied Piper of hardcore, because wherever she went, she would like have a train of all these kids like following her around and making sure she was taken care of. You know, she had already developed or started her addiction to speed and shooting it, not just taking pills, but actually crumbling it up and shooting it. And she was like, you know, crazy young at the time. And, but she had all these kids who were like following around. And, I think that's when, Steve Shelley, who, you know, later on went to New York and became a part of, Sonic Youth. He was like one of the kids that was like hanging out with her, and Corey and the Necros, all the Necros stopped in at, you know, one time or another. And so we're like putting this thing together. And so it's now, it's the summer of 1980.